This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. So the Avalanche are heading back to Cali. They're going back to Cali. All right, that was stupid, but the Avs have a big game on their hands. They need to bounce back from a horrible game against the Bruins. When I say horrible, that's a direct quote from the head coach. It was horrible. And we all agree, but you know what? It's hockey. It's one of 82. We're going to bounce back tonight. We're going to show our character, and we're going to be awesome. There are some lineup changes, and I'm not entirely sure who it is, but I know a guy who has some opinions on who ought to be in the lineup, and here's his take on it.
Happy game day, Avalanche fans. Today I want to talk a little bit about Mikhail Grigorenko and how much potential impact he really has on this team. Now, he's been a healthy scratch the first three games of the season, but that's not to say he can't actually hold an important piece to this team. So far, Randulic and Rantanen have gotten very little ice time over these first three games. I want to say it averages around 8 minutes per game. Now, a lot of this, you know, fans have kind of attacked Patrick Roy for being in that it can't, you know, help their growth and this. And I've said these same things. I understand those points. But it needs to be said that neither guy has played up to par to really warrant getting ice time. So what can we do, especially with a prized possession like Rantanen, the 10th overall pick in this past draft, to make sure that that's not a problem? Well, unfortunately for Borna Randulic, I think the first step is I think he has to sit at least a game. I want to get Griggs in there. I want to change it up, see what can happen. Randulic has probably been a bigger problem on that line than Rantanen has. Rantanen's actually looked like he has nice tools. I've enjoyed watching him. And unfortunately, Randulic does seem a little bit over his head. Another issue has been you have Carl Soderberg centering that line, and it's a lot to ask of a guy to center, you know, two guys who essentially have no career before this. I think Randulic played one game with the Avalanche last season, and that's a lot to ask for a guy who has never really had to carry a line before. So I think in his best interest as well, getting Grigorenko on his line, granted Grigorenko himself has not had a big NHL career, but you're at least getting a guy with a bit more experience. Not to mention, Grigorenko's two biggest strengths in the preseason were actually defense and faceoffs, and that's definitely an area where that line has struggled. So if you're going to be able to get Soderberg a little help on faceoffs where he's struggled, and give that line a little bit more defensive tenacity, despite the fact that Borna Randulic is a very, very large human being, the whole line has struggled on defense and covering their men. And that's an area where Griggs looked pretty good in the preseason. So that's something I would like to see. Now, another area this can actually help is this can be a huge help for Rantanen. Now, Rantanen came to the Avalanche as a right wing, but he's been playing left wing on that Soderberg-Randulic line since, you know, these first three games. So what that really does is now you put Griggs in at left wing. You can even maybe spell him and Soderberg in left wing. And now you're putting Rantanen in his natural spot of right wing. You know, number one, that's just a more comfort thing for him. It's natural. Number two, look how great we've seen Nathan MacKinnon look at center this season. It's been a complete change from his sophomore slump last year. You know, a lot of people want to fight that argument by saying, you know, MacKinnon won the Calder, and, you know, he was so phenomenal in his rookie year. And that's all very true. But he was playing with Paul Stastny and Gabriel Landeskog. That's a pretty nice deal to be drawn into as a rookie. Rantanen hasn't been given that same situation. You know, he's with a more likely a third-line center and a guy who has essentially no NHL experience. And that's a tough spot for a young player, especially one who's not even playing in his natural position. So I think that Griggs can actually be helping Soderberg and Rantanen to a huge level if he's given a spot on that line. And lastly, let's see what Grigorenko can do. I mean, he was a big piece with Zadorov in the trade that sent O'Reilly to Buffalo. And, you know, we need to know what we have in him. You know, Patrick Roy obviously knows him pretty well from his days coaching in the queue. But as fans and pretty much anyone alike, you know, we don't really know what Grigorenko can do when put in a regular season spot. You know, he'll have a lot of talent around him. He was the one thing that everyone attacks Buffalo for is how they mismanaged Grigorenko in Buffalo. And they really hurt his growth. So why are we going to essentially let the same thing happen? let's see what he offers, and let's see if he can actually be an impact. I think he can be.
That, my friends, was the awesome Stephen C. I don't know how to say his last name yet. It's Twitter. What do you expect? Anyways, he is also the latest to do a recording for the How I Became an Avs Fan, which is an awesome collection of people telling their stories, their authentic stories of how they became an Avalanche fan. Be sure to check that out. It's at the website, www.avsfan.com. Stay awesome.